They want to play tough guy.
And he called Hamas.
They're bullies. Hamas is bullies.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
In Israel, Prime Minister Netanyahu warned today if hostages are not released on Saturday, the fighting will continue until Hamas is finally defeated. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has thanked the Justice Department for ordering a halt to his criminal corruption case. Michael Wallace reports.
Adams was accused of accepting illegal campaign funds and gifts from foreign nationals in exchange for his influence as mayor.
As I said from the outset, I never broke the law, and I never would.
The acting deputy attorney general ordered the charges be dropped so Adams could devote his full attention to illegal immigration and crime.
Now, we can put this cruel episode behind us and focus entirely on the future of our city.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Trump advisor Steve Bannon agreed to a plea deal today that will allow him to avoid prison time for his role in raising money to build the wall along the southern border. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
This is related to money laundering and defrauding people of over $25 million. It was part of a fundraising effort related to building a wall during Trump's first presidency.
A new study claims there's been an uneven recovery from the COVID pandemic when it comes to education across the country. Allison Keyes has that.
The group of academic researchers from Harvard, Stanford, and Dartmouth points to chronic absenteeism as a significant cause for the slow recovery. It also finds that achievement gaps between high and low income school districts got larger, but federal aid money prevented even larger gaps in the highest poverty districts.
Millions of Americans are bracing for a blast of winter weather, and not just one. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore is tracking.
The first one starts to bring the mid-Atlantic snow today, and then you've got that second system bringing snow from the Midwest into the upper Great Lakes states into the day tomorrow. A lot of snow, several rounds of it, nearly 12 inches of snow in parts of northern Michigan.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 30 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We'll be under a winter storm watch starting tomorrow morning. At this point, snowfall totals are ranging from 4 to 9 inches. The storm could impact the evening commute tomorrow. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. The governor was in Racine yesterday. Do a deep dive about what the visit was all about at RacineCountyEye.com. Evers was on a statewide tour and did a pop-in at Acelero Learning on Mound. Pavement in Mount Pleasant will get broken up next week. A stormwater drainage project will have Deerfield Road closed between Chapel Lane and Newman Road. That'll happen next week. The following week, there'll be a closure of Newman between Northwestern Avenue and Deerfield. Emmertson is being suggested as an alternate. An amber alert for Sophia Franklin, a pregnant 16-year-old from Beaver Dam, has been extended to Missouri. Police believe she's traveling with Gary Day, the father of her unborn child. Day faces charges of abduction and enticement. And the Brewers have introduced a commemorative patch for the Uke. They'll wear it all season long, and it features Bob Uecker's signature on a golden navy plaid design. The patch will be worn by the team during spring training and throughout the regular season. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks drop one to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Giannis still out with that calf muscle injury. Damian Lillard scored 38, and the new guy, Kyle Kuzma, added 21 points in the loss. Still, he says it's better than being with the Wizards that had only 8 wins on the season at the time he was traded to Milwaukee.
This is just a different brand of basketball, you know what I mean? And I think that over here, obviously, like, possession by possession matters. Trying to finish out the break strong matters. I think that's just the only real difference.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers faced number 7th-ranked Purdue in Indiana on Saturday at noon. The Badgers now ranked 16th in the nation after a string of wins. That's 2 better than Marquette, who dropped to 18th in the nation. They're at home tonight at Fiserv Forum against DePaul, trying to snap that 3-game losing streak. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
partly sunny today with highs in the low 20s. Clouds will increase tonight and snow moves in by late tomorrow morning. Could be heavy at times and it'll be windy. And it'll lay down a good 3 to 5 inches throughout the day and another 2 to 4 inches at night, which is why a winter storm watch has been issued. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was home. Escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, who wraps up the weekend box office numbers for us. Brett?
At number five, it was the R-rated thriller Companion, bringing in $3 million in its second week of release. Mufasa the Lion King came in fourth with $3.9 million. The new release Love Hurts came in at number three with $5.8 million. And at number two, the audience has opted for the other new release of the weekend, choosing a horror movie to lead it to Valentine's weekend. The movie Hard Eyes, which has been getting spectacular reviews from critics and audiences, brought in $8.5 million to earn second place. And for the second week in a row, it was the Universal animated feature Dogman. Based upon a very popular children's book, it was number one at the box office with $13.7 million. But all of that will change this upcoming weekend because there are two huge releases. Captain America Brave New World is the latest Marvel release and will be number one at the box office this upcoming weekend. And for families, the delightful Paddington in Peru comes to the big screen. Make your plans now and get tickets for what's going to be a great Valentine's Day weekend at the box office.
All right, Brent. It's Brent Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Yes. Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
We'll be right back.
Seasons, Oh What a Night on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Hey, listen all this week for Dan Marcus to add a little romance into your Valentine's Day as he gives away the romance CD from Chip Davis. Chip Davis is of Mannheim Steamroller fame. The CD's filled with soft sounds that bring romance to anyone of any age. All this week between 9 and 2 on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Happiness and your warm caress, no rabbit's foot.
across the bay. Your love is worth all the gold on earth. No wonder that I say, come on and be.
Elvis Presley, Good Luck Charm on WRJN, and it was on this date in 1956 that Elvis made one of his very first American TV appearances on a show called Stage Show. That's where he performed Heartbreak Hotel and Blue Suede Shoes. We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget, we've got high school basketball for you tonight. And in just a few minutes after the news, we're going to check in with our own Dick Graceffa, get a preview of tonight's matchup here on WRJN. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There have been some updates today about what's coming tomorrow. The winter storm warning will be in effect from noon tomorrow through 3 Thursday morning. Right now, the National Weather Service says 6 to 9 inches for southeastern Wisconsin. Lake effect snow may bring higher totals in some areas. Tomorrow's ride home may be impacted with up to an inch an hour coming down at times. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. Racine County is expanding access to its aquatic offerings. The 2025 scholarship program at the S.C. Johnson Community Aquatic Center has begun taking applications. The program offers substantial discounts on season passes and water safety programs for families meeting specific income eligibility. Applications are available online and will be processed on a first-come, first-served basis. If you're looking to get to know the people running to rep your neighborhood, check out RacineCountyEye.com. You can do a deep dive into those who filled out paperwork to run in many area races. It's all at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Partly sunny today with highs in the low 20s. Clouds will increase tonight and snow moves in by late tomorrow morning. Could be heavy at times and it'll be windy. And it'll lay down a good 3 to 5 inches throughout the day and another 2 to 4 inches at night. Which is why a winter storm watch has been issued. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 21.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. It. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. Don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost, I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
We are Racine's home for local news, timeless hits, and high school sports. WRJN, hello, Dick Graceffa.
Hello, Kurt. How are you this afternoon?
Doing very well, and especially now that I'm talking to you, because I know you have another high school basketball matchup for us tonight, and what do you got for us?
Well, tonight we have Burlington at Waterford, as Waterford will try to hold on to a share of first place against a team that can be a spoiler the rest of the year now, because it's come down to Wastosha Central and Waterford for the Southern Lakes Conference crown. Wow. So they want to keep winning, but Burlington's Burlington's had their number the last few years.
I was just thinking about all the great teams that you've been covering, and you know how, like, in professional sports, as the season wears on, you'd start to realize who the good teams are, and that's the teams that the networks want to cover. But you had this schedule out from the beginning, and now you've got these first place teams, and last week you had a team that was, you know, only had one loss, and I mean, you know how to pick them.
Yeah, in fact, you know, you bring up a good point, which I can share then with the listeners. If everything goes according to plan, or when the tournament starts, we could have a matchup between Racine Park and Waterford for the right to go to Madison.
Wow.
For the state tournament. So there are two good teams. Four of the 10 teams that I cover are state ranked.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
State ranked. Yes. So,
well, give us the details on the two teams tonight.
Okay. So tonight, you know, Burlington, as I said, they come in, they are four and five in conference. Waterford's 9-1. And again, we'll see if they can be a spoiler. If you're asking me, which you probably would do, who do I think? Yeah, who do I think's going to win? I think Waterford should win tonight. So, you know, pregame will be at 6:30 with tip-off at 7 p.m.
We're kind of getting down to the wire, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have five games left.
And then the tournament?
And then the tournament starts.
All right. As you said, pregame tonight at 6:30, tip off at 7. Dick, have a good call.
Okay. Thanks, Kurt.
It's Dick Graceffa. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
I saw you sitting in the rain.
Jefferson Airplane, Somebody to Love on WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Have you signed up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter yet? You can do that at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses, too. Plus, it has tips on marketing and advertising, and you can sign up for it for free at WRJN.com.
Hearts go astray. Call. I'll find some first that depends.
Morrison, Domino on WRJN. Don't forget to join Dan Marcus and welcome him to our midday workday hours. He brings his passion for timeless hits to Racine every weekday from 9 till 2. And by the way, he's done a lot of great interviews with some of our 60s and 70s biggest stars. And you can check those out, too, on his Dan Marcus Wax Museum podcast. Just go to danmarcuswaxmuseum.com.
Love is in the air at Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove. Spread kindness this February with the Love Chain fundraiser. For just $1, add a link to the growing Love Chain, and every dollar collected will directly support Oak Ridge Care Center here in Union Grove. So, whether you're grabbing your favorite coffee or simply looking to brighten someone's day, be part of something special with Just Brew It on Main Street, because even the smallest acts of love can make the biggest impact. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and 7 a.m. on weekends.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Hey, this is WRJN General Manager Chris Morrow. We're getting geared up to be out and around the Racine community this spring and summer. A lot. And we're looking for some help. Are you somebody who could help us set up tables, tents, and hang banners in early evenings and on some weekends? We'd like to talk to you about a part-time position helping to promote the radio station and meet our listeners. If you have the ability to set up an awkward tent, carry some tables, hang some banners, we'd like to meet. Give us a call at 634-3311 during business hours and we'll set up a time to talk. 634-3311. That's WRJN looking for some weekend and evening help this spring and summer. Maybe it's you. Come join the fun as we continue to bring local news and timeless hits to Racine on WRJN.
Really couldn't get
WRJN has provided local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 coming up. CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Could see a little more snow tonight, mostly cloudy and a low of 18. Tomorrow, snow could be heavy at times, 3 to 5 inches possible. Look for a high tomorrow of 28.
Early in the evening, just about supper time, over by the courthouse, they're starting to unwind. Four kids on the corner, trying to bring you up. Willie picks the tune out, and he blows it on the hum. Down on the corner, out in the street, playing the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet. Rooster hits the white pole, and people just got a smile. Lucas bumps at the bass, and solos for a while. Homeboy twangs the rhythm out on his Kalamazoo. And Willie goes into a dance, doubles on the zoo. Down on the corner, out in the street, Willie and the folk boys are playing, bringing it up happy feet.
WRJN.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The King of Jordan met with President Trump at the White House today to talk about Trump's plans for rebuilding Gaza and relocating Palestinians. Stacey Lynn reports.
I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Jordan. I believe we'll have a parcel of land in Egypt. We may have someplace else.
The king said more discussions need to happen.
We have to look at the best interests of the United States, of the people in the region, especially to my people of Jordan.
But says one of the things they can do right away.
Take 2,000 children that are either cancer children or in a very ill state to Jordan as quickly as possible.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
In Israel, there is mixed reaction to Trump's threat that all hell will break out if Hamas doesn't release the remaining hostages by Saturday.
The most important thing is to get back our people to Israel and not push it and not threaten the Hamas, because that's not the way.
But Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu also warned today that his military will return to intense fighting if the hostages aren't released. Conservative strategist Steve Bannon has pleaded guilty to a fraud charge related to a private effort to build a wall along the southern border. CBS's Michael Wallace says that.
Bannon admits he deceived donors who gave money to the We Build the Wall campaign to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He helped funnel some of the money to the group's CEO, Brian Colphage, who had vowed not to take any compensation. Colphage is serving 51 months in prison. Bannon's plea deal does not include any jail time. He was indicted on similar federal charges in 2020, but President Trump pardoned him.
President Trump is sending his Treasury Secretary to Ukraine, Trump said today on